Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't no other place to be than right here, right now. Straight up. My word. Dollhouse Radio. Shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Seth. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of and some blow and some white wine. If you would turn up your radio, this is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Vicky ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, if she ever let this little guy try, I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And if I get gigantic bucks, I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky, cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's a motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never all relax, they turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never all relax, they turned up to the max. Damn.
This is Layla Price, and you'll listen to Hot Sugar Tea.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to an all-new episode of Hot Sugar Tea. This is your boy, Ralph. Thank you for listening. Thank you to all that will be listening later on the replay. We always know that you have other things to do on your Friday nights, and we're always glad that you're able to take a little time and spend some time with us on our show. Not going to do a very long show tonight. We're going to do a very short show. Because, realistically speaking, there's not very much to talk about in the world of the adult movie business. A few things of notoriety, but nothing super serious. Today is October the 9th, as we move closer to Election Day. And as we have said previous shows, do not take the time to forget. Do not do your due diligence and vote. Very, very important. I know usually on the show we do not get extremely political. At least we try not to, but sometimes things come up where we do have to get political. And for those that don't know, I saw this yesterday, and I literally could not believe it. I literally thought that I was watching HBO or something, and that I really thought that I was watching HBO when this was a movie that was about to come on, like a based on a true life event story or something. But
there was actually a plot yesterday that got stopped by the FBI of these right-wing militants wanting to kidnap and possibly assassinate the governor of Michigan, some militia group. And they wanted to kidnap the Michigan governor. Her name is Gretchen Whitmer. And possibly assassinate her because of her stance with COVID-19 and possibly other things. My mouth literally hit the floor when I heard this last night, that I really could not believe that this is even a thing. And not to drag politics aside of it, but our so-called wannabe president, that you want to call him, basically said that this woman, the governor of Michigan, owes him an apology. I mean, owes him some thanks. No. It's because of the rhetoric that he's spreading where these people, listen, we're all adults that are on this line that live in this world. We all know that racism still runs rampant. We know that sexism still runs rampant. We know that classism still runs rampant. But the one thing that we've all come to realize in the 4 years of Trump, that he has given those people that have kept that quiet their boom mic. He's given them their permission to spew hatred and chaos in, quote-unquote, the name of the greater good. And now you have all these radicals that are running around out here doing dumb shit. And this, I just can't believe it. This has to be one of the ultimate dumb shit things that anybody could ever do, is to try to kidnap a government official. And we're not talking about government official like a postman or a IRS agent. You're talking about a sitting governor. Sitting governor. You were going to kidnap, possibly assassinate, and I hate to say it, but because she's a woman, possibly rape, right? And I'm quite sure it wouldn't have stopped there. They probably would have tried to target her family because she is married with children. And all they're trying to say is that, well, she owes me a thank you. No. He should be condemned more than what he is now, because it's his actions that are the cause of these morons out here wanting to do these type of things. No, I mean, that is strictly my opinion. Well, I can't even sit there and say that's my opinion. It's an opinion, but it's more factual than opinionated. And as we move closer to election day, I mean, he doesn't want to do like Trump just got diagnosed, and mind you, last week with COVID, the same thing that for all these months he's been talking about is a joke, it's fake news, it's not that big a deal, it's not that serious. Now he has it, and he still doesn't think it's serious. It's not that big a deal. So now he has it. He's in recovery. Now, we have all heard over these past months that if you have COVID-19, you are to self-quarantine yourself for 14 days. He hasn't. He claims he got this miracle cure in the hospital, and now he's ready to get back on the campaign trail. But Biden is saying, I don't want to do another debate with him so long as he still has it. He has to be completely negative. So the talk was to have a virtual one. He doesn't want to do that one. Why? I guess that means he can't interject. I guess that means he can't be a bully, because then the moderator got the ability to put pause on that video screen, freeze him, or shut it off, kind of like what they did with Saturday Night Live. And Saturday Night Live was actually pretty funny, Chris Rock's monologue, and the opening with Jim Carrey and what's his name? Alec Baldwin. It was pretty funny. I like Jim Carrey coming out as Shooter McGavin, which I thought was hilarious. Right. But beyond that, it's just disgusting. And if anybody out there thinks that, well, these people, this militia group, they were well within their rights, no, they weren't. And to make matters worse, some of these guys were the same guys that marched on the Capitol. I believe that was either June or July. They marched on the Capitol with machine guns, and the police did nothing about it. It didn't arrest anybody. It didn't detain anybody. They just let them come in there. They tried to stand their ground, but they let them all go. They all should have been arrested, and maybe we wouldn't have got to this point right now. I literally don't know what to say. And I hate to say it, but at times I'm actually disgusted that I live in the United States. When actions like this, nothing is done about it. And this is where the classism comes in, or racism. If this was a black militant group that did this same thing, what's that group? The NFAC, I think it was called, and the Not Fucking Around crew, right? If those guys had did this, if they said we're going to go and take Governor Cuomo from New York hostage and possibly assassinate him, right? Not only would the FBI, the CIA, the Secret Service, the Army, the Navy, Air Force, Marines, the Coast Guard, hell, the Boy Scouts, would they have not been raided by all these people? Their pictures would have been plastered on the front of every newspaper, every television in America. That's what would have happened. But these guys, I saw the article last night when they were talking about them, all these 13 members were blacked out. The names weren't really mentioned. Some of the names started coming out today, but why wasn't that already done when they went to press last night? I'm just saying, I might be wrong. I possibly could be wrong, but this time I don't really think I am. And let me tell you this. If that guy becomes elected again, this is just the beginning. It's going to get worse before it gets better. So all of you out there, all you listen to my voice, all you that's going to sit back later on and listen to the replay, I implore you, go out there and vote. Get this jerk off out of the office. Get him out of seat number one. He has to go. He has to go in order for us all to come together and rebuild, and not so much rebuild, but repair the damage that has been done socially, economically, financially. Everything has to be repaired, and he's not the person that wants it repaired. He wants to burn everything down. He's like the Joker. We need a Batman. We need a Batman to come in and swoop in there on a black cape and just start whipping some ass. That's what we need right now. And that's all I'm going to say about that one. But it's just like, whoa. But back to the nature of our business, which is the adult movie business. And like I said, I don't really like to get too political, but that's just, there's just no, there was just no ignoring, or better yet, not saying anything about that. Because that's just incredible. I really thought it was like the plot of a movie. That's what I really thought. It really was the plot of a movie that was about to come out. It was going to be the new thing on Netflix or HBO Max or something. No way. I think it was a real life thing going on. Stupid could you be? I'm glad they all got busted, though. I'm glad. Serves them right. Dumbasses. Yeah. Something else that came up the other day this week. As I mentioned, this past Saturday was the season premiere of Saturday Night Live, and serious kudos to Chris Rock for his opening monologue and the opening sketch bit with like I said, William Baldwin and Jim Carrey. It was just gold. But this the musical guest of the night was Megan Thee Stallion, and she really made a really great performance that night with her cut Savage. She threw some politicized it a little bit, made a couple of comments about social commentary in her performance, but it was just incredible. But it came out the other day now, so those who know that, not that long ago, Megan Thee Stallion was shot in her foot. We all saw the images on TMZ, and we know that the gentleman that was in the car, Tory Lanez, who personally I never heard of until this happened, he had been identified as the shooter by Megan Thee Stallion herself. Right. Well, it came out yesterday that Tory has been charged in shooting Megan Thee Stallion in the foot. And I believe it said if convicted, he's looking at he's being charged with one felony count each of a semi-automatic firearm, carrying a concealed loaded and unregistered vehicle unregistered firearm in a vehicle. I'm trying to see how long he can say. Oh yes, if he's convicted, he faces 22 years. It's 22 years and 8 months. You might say 23 years in prison. Right? Like, wow. Now, he's trying to say that it was an accident while the gun went off and she was shot in the foot. But I think most people sit and say, well, if you didn't have the gun, you wouldn't actually shot anybody in the foot. But once again, another person making a real dumb mistake, a real dumb action, and maybe if he would have came out in the first place and said, oh my God, it was an accident, like I was, you know, I had it, and when the police came, I got scared, and I accidentally pulled the trigger and went off, it doesn't sound like that's what he's trying to say. He does say it was an accident. Maybe if you didn't have the gun drawn, you didn't have the gun out, I don't know. But then, from what I'm mistaken, if my host was here, we could ask that question. I believe he tried to sit there and say that she was lying. That he tried to play it off like, no, I didn't shoot him, when it turns out that he did. All right. I'm just like, once again, and that could be, you know, a case of Young Money, someone new to the limelight and all this stuff. But you know what? I've been around a long time. I've seen a lot of people come into the entertainment business, not pornography, porn, music, movies. And a lot of people that do the real dumb thing are always saying, because I was young. I'm young. I didn't know any better. Well, goddamn, man, it's time to start taking some accountability for yourselves. It's high time. 25 years old, you should have pretty know about, you should not have a gun. And even at 25 years old, you need a gun. You know the procedures to go through to get a gun registered to you. You didn't do any of that stuff. All right. I've seen the pictures of it. It looks like he shot her in the ball of her foot. And this was in July that this happened. So 3 months ago. You know? Now, if we didn't have a pandemic, what if you're shooting in her foot? One, what if you shot her foot and she was crippled the rest of her life? Okay. But what if you shot her in the foot while she was out there on the tour and she can no longer go out on tour because of this injury? Now you're costing her money, you're costing her time, you're depriving her fans of seeing her. Another dumbass decision. I'm just tired of people making dumbass decisions. You know, we've seen too many people over these 3 years in all walks of life making too many dumbass decisions. I'm just fed up. I'm fed up with how our society has become. I'm fed up for how life is turning out. I'm just fed up. I think we all you out there deserve a vacation. All you out there probably deserve a beer. And hell, all you out there might even deserve at least a puff of the weed pipe. Oh, everybody deserves it. If we're just surviving, we all deserve it because we're all under undue stress. It's ridiculous. It's crazy. And I wish there was a solution, but so hopefully in November the solution is coming. And we can get back to what we... Pardon me. And we can get back to what we're supposed to go through, living our lives the best way that we can. Yeah. But thinking of that, Megan, let's take a break. Let's go back to the song that came out during Summertime, Savage by Megan Thee Stallion. You know, the remix, you know, got to play the remix with Beyonce. You know, that kind of sort of reminds me, even with that one. Most people, when they play Savage, they play the remix. Anybody remember the original song? I mean, I know it's the same thing, but still, you know, they're not even playing that. But right now, let's take a quick break. Let's play Megan Thee Stallion and Beyonce with the Savage remix, produced by Dollhouse very own Jay White. Jay, I know Jay has been in the, I've seen him on Twitter. He's been in working on some movies. I think I've seen Jay, because I saw it for a second. I think he's on the Tamar Braxton show. At least he was on one of the episodes. And the Tamar Braxton show was Get Your Life. I believe I saw him on there. I was flipping through the channels, and I thought I saw him real quick. When I came back, it was went to commercial. So I don't know if he was actually on there or not, but I think he was. But definitely, if y'all haven't seen that, check that out on Tamar Braxton's show as she tries to get her life together. Anything else? But Dollhouse Radio, Hot Sugar Tea, we'll be right back. Once again, this is Meg Stallion and Beyonce Savage remix. Be right back.
No smoke with me.
Okay.
Turn this motherfucker up 800 degrees. My whole team eat chefs cause she's a treat. Ooh, she's so bougie, on appetite.
I'm a savage, had a tooth nasty. Talk big shit, but my bank account match it. Hood, but I'm classy. Rich, but I'm ratchet. Haters kept my name in their mouth, not a gagging. Bougie. He say the way that thing move, it's a movie. I told that boy, we gotta keep it lowly, meet a room key. I done bled the block and now it's hot, bitch, I'm toonchy. I'm mood and I'm moody. I'm a savage. Classy, bougie, ratchet. Sassy, moody, nasty. Acting stupid, what's happening? What's happening? Bitch, I'm a savage.
Start her OnlyFans. Big B and that B stand for bands. If you wanna see some real ass, baby, here's your chance. I say left cheek, right cheek, drop it low and swing. Texas up in this thing, put you up on this game. I be parking my frame, gang, 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 gang. If you don't jump to put jeans on, baby, you don't feel my pain. Please don't give me hype. Write my name in ice. Can't argue with these lazy bitches, I just raise my price. I'm a boss, I'm a leader. I pull up in my two-seater. And my mama was a savage. Niggas got this shit from Tina. I'm a savage, yeah.
Classy, bougie, ratchet, yeah. Sassy, moody, nasty, yeah. Acting stupid, what's happening? With the knees, he be like, damn, how that thing moving in his jeans. Ay, even D4L couldn't do it like me, like me.
Now watch me sweep up these animals.
I'm savage, savage, yeah. Classic, bougie, red.
Once again, that was Megan Thee Stallion and Beyonce with the song Savage, which was the song of the summer, produced by Dollhouse very own Jay White. Speaking of some of the things we talked about summer, one of the things we talked about over the course of the summer was OnlyFans. Indy and I had a very long discussion about this, about the possibility of regular people, non-sex workers, joining OnlyFans. And as you know, not about a little over a month ago, actress Bella Thorne joined OnlyFans, and it was a big hoopla because of what she did and the amount of money she was charging, but more importantly, the amount of money that OnlyFans had to pay back because people did not, well, she kind of got fans at a false pretense, but she made $1 million in one day. Well, it came out yesterday, and it was on the Power Show here in New York City that Cardi B is on OnlyFans, and according to figures, she makes almost she's going to make $8.5 million this month off of her OnlyFans. Right? Now, I had said this point blank at the beginning when we started talking about this whole thing. Yes, OnlyFans was not specifically created for sex workers. It was created, people that were chefs or personal trainers were using OnlyFans to make videos for OnlyFans for their clients to go look, you know, they couldn't work out at in the gym, whatever, or, you know, having a cooking lesson, they were able to do that. That's what it was actually created for. However, OnlyFans has made the bulk of their money and their reputation off of the back of sex workers themselves. And so the question came up, Is it a fair for an actor, actress, entertainer to create an OnlyFans for their fans? And I very much said no, it is not. And one of my reasons why is, like, for certain actors and actresses in Hollywood, right, creating an OnlyFans does nothing, because OnlyFans, it should be something that is strictly for your fans that you cannot find anywhere else, right? So the scenario you said, what if you were someone like for example, Robert Downey Jr., and you're getting ready to do the next Avengers movie, right? You can't post any footage of the next Avengers movie or the next Iron Man movie, Spider-Man movie that you're in on your OnlyFans, because Disney would kill you, right? You can't post any behind-the-scenes footage because Disney would kill you. The only time you can actually start posting some kind of footage is stuff that's approved by Disney, which might be 2 months before the new Avengers movie or Marvel movie you were in is about to come out, right? But you've been doing it for the last year, and for the last year you haven't posted anything about it because you can't, right? Secondly, we had used the analogy of Beyonce that, let's say, for example, Beyonce wanted to go on to her create an OnlyFans. Okay. I believe the last time we looked, Beyonce herself this is Twitter, has 15.7 million views. Followers, 15.7 million. Okay. I don't even know how many she has on Instagram, but I'm about to look it up right now. Right. But I think it was 25 million, if I'm not mistaken. Right, it's, 155 million. Okay. So we did some simple calculations and said, let's say Beyonce one day said, I'm going to create an OnlyFans. I'm going to charge $10, right? And what I'm going to do is I'm going to recreate my Coachella show, right? because, you know, a few years she was at Coachella and she practically destroyed it. She made it like there was nobody else on the bill except Beyonce. But what if I charged $10, right, and I said I'm going to recreate my Coachella show, and these 155 million followers on my Instagram come to see the show, right? And I'm charging them $10, right? And one day, Beyonce will clear $1.5 billion. $1.5 billion is what she would clear, right? Now, the problem I see with that one is that if you are a fan, and now that we live in a time where a lot of people don't have disposable income like that, you have to make a choice. Do you want to go see the newest scene from Anna Fox, or do you take that $10 and do you go and see Beyonce? No disrespect to Anna Fox, I think a lot of people will go see Beyonce. So now the sex worker gets regulated back. And then the bad part that happens is that for a lot of things that we now have in our social conscience, once it becomes quote-unquote cool, it loses its luster. You know, MySpace, gone. You know, I think a lot of people sit there and say that after the social network movie, Facebook began to lose its luster. Instagram, same thing, because now it's cool. You hear it get a shout out in videos. You get to see it in movies. You get artists, all these different things blasting. Instagram this, MySpace, Instagram, MySpace, whatever. It starts losing its luster. But the people that really were behind it to make it to that point where it does become cool into the fabric of society want to change. Now, Instagram is a very clear example, right? Instagram never really allowed nudity. And the fight with Instagram is not about nudity. But then again, it is a fight about nudity, right? Because if a sex worker was to post a picture of themselves in a bathing suit or just a bra and panties or a thong, and Instagram felt they were showing too much, they would flag that account and say that you have violated our terms of service. That's the thing. That's their blank, their shield, terms of service. However, not that long ago, Vogue had Sharon Stone on the cover. The cover of the Vogue magazine had Sharon Stone, right? And in the picture, Sharon Stone was in, I don't know if she was in a pool, but she was in some form of water. Maybe it was a pool or like a small, probably a pool. And her head was coming out of the water, but in that shot, also, her breasts were coming out of the water, and she was topless. Well, you saw that she was topless. No pasties on her nipples, nothing, right? But Vogue took that picture and posted it on their Instagram account, and nobody from Instagram said anything about it. It didn't say it violated the terms of service. They didn't make them yank it. Nothing. Why? Is it because it was Sharon Stone? Is it because she is a Oscar-nominated actress? Is it because she has built up a reputation in Hollywood? She's a mainstream Hollywood actress. But all those things, you could sit there and say, sure it is. Yeah, Ralph, she's a Hollywood actress. She was in Casino and, you know, and she was in Basic Instinct and Total Recall. You could say all that things. But the picture itself, your terms of service does not change because one person is a sex worker, one person is a regular person that doesn't have a name behind them, and the other person is someone that has fame behind them. Your terms of service doesn't fluctuate between who the person is. The picture should have been yanked off of the Vogue's Instagram page, but realistically, Vogue should have been had their account flagged because Sharon Stone violated their terms of service. Bottom line. And that is not – Sharon Stone is not – or Vogue is not the first one. I'm sitting here right now. I'm on the Instagram site right now, right, for Vogue, right? And there is a picture here. It was a cartoon for RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars. And there is a – they have an image of a woman coming out of, I want to say, a clam here. But she's clearly naked. Clearly naked. Even though it's a caricature, but still, she's clearly naked. That doesn't violate your term of service? Oh, okay. Maybe that one doesn't because it's not a real person. It's a cartoon figure. Okay. Okay, I might go with that one. But the picture with Sharon Stone on it. No, that's not a cartoon. That's a real person. But that's okay. That's what APAC March Against Instagram is about this, the treatment that sex workers get compared to everybody else. People want to sit back and shame sex workers, but then everybody wants to turn around and pretend it like that they want. They want to dress like one. They want to act like one. You know? Miley Cyrus. Oh, yeah. Right? And God knows who else want to embrace sex workers, right? And then the sad part is when these incidents do happen and people can clearly see that a sex worker are being shamed, I don't hear none of these Hollywood people coming to sex workers' defenses. I really, truly don't. You do have a few people that will say a few things, but they seem to get lost in the sauce. Very much get lost in the sauce. And that's just wrong. That's just wrong. But back to the main subject. So it came out the other day that Cardi B, right, is scheduled to make $8.4 million off of her OnlyFans. And then it came up yesterday, and once again, somebody, sex worker, that Baywatch star Pamela Anderson, for whatever reason, has now started her, she is now doing cam work. So think about that. Pamela Anderson, the woman that made the show Baywatch, right, is now doing cam work. Now, I am quite sure that, at least I'm hoping that Pamela Anderson is not doing cam work like if she was a cam model. I mean, she's going through the website Jasmine, right? I'm live Jasmine. I'm hoping that she's going to use it to just talk to people or promote her, I think she has a clothing line or whatever it is that she wants, but webcamming, that's the best thing you could have came up with, webcamming. I don't understand. Once again, you want to use a platform that was for sex, that this now, webcamming is strictly for sex workers. You are not a sex worker. Okay? You may be considered a sex icon from Baywatch. I grant that. For that red suit, because, you know, I mean, come on, there have been posters and billboards of her and I think her, particularly her, create what was the main cause of the super slow-mo run shot on the beach. Well, maybe Bo Derek, but once again. But no, why are you on a webcam service? If you have, with the resources on your, that's allotted to you, if you want to push your clothing line, you have your own website, right? You have an Instagram. You have all these different access. You could call Access Hollywood in a heartbeat. They have them come and do an interview with you where you could talk about their life. Access Hollywood, hell, The Tonight Show, Regis, Kelly and what's his name? Well, Kelly Ripa, you know, Ellen DeGeneres, Oprah, Wendy Williams. I mean, come on, the list goes on. Why did you have to get onto webcam? That's what I don't understand. And I really don't think there's anything that she could say that would make me really change my mind and say, oh, yeah, there was a particular reason why I did this. No. 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 I saw the jokes flying. I said, I guess so. I guess those Baywatch checks stopped coming. Those residual checks stopped coming. So she got to do something else. I don't understand. Let's take another break. I'm going to play another song, and then we're going to come back. I'm just going to be answering questions. Anybody like to talk to me or got something to say, please call me at area code 646-595-4038. And when you do that, press the number 1. I'm willing to talk about anything tonight. As I said, we're going to do a stripped-down show. We're not going to be in the air very long, so I like to get to anybody's questions or discussions as possible as soon as I can. So let's play another song. I know every week I play Cardi B's WAP. I don't want to hear WAP. I don't know who I like to hear. So you know what? I'm going to bypass playing this song. Let's just go right to the phone lines. I know Joseph is online. He's been online for a while. Joseph is one of our most dedicated listeners. He calls into every show, every single show. We can never say enough about Joseph, so I'm going to bring him on the line right now. Joseph, what's going on?
Hey there, Ralph. Sorry, once again, you have to host the show without India. India, if you're listening, please come back. Ralph and I both miss you. We miss your beautiful voice and miss you hosting the show with Ralph. Also, I did see about what you said. I know, like you said, you don't like to get political, but I did see that Saturday Night Live sketch on YouTube, the one with Alec Baldwin as Donald Trump and Jim Carrey as portraying John Jill Biden, yes.
But he came out as Shooter McGavin from Billy Madison, not Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, and I just was cracking the hell up.
I believe he also had the remote that Adam Sandler had in that movie Click, the one where he muted him. I think that was, I'm not sure, but he muted him.
Yeah, he did because he put him on pause like the movie Click. He damn sure did. Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure who played the lady that Joe Biden picked.
Oh, that's what's her name? That's Mimi Riperton's daughter. She used to be on Saturday Night Live. I can't think of her name on top of my head.
That's all right. I'm sure the name will come to me. Also, about what you said about that.
Oh, yeah, Maya Rudolph. That's who that was. That was Maya Rudolph.
Oh, yeah. About that governor of Michigan is kind of shocking that actually happened for real. I'm just saying, what next for these crazy people? Terrorist
exactly.
People to do. I mean, what, start setting fires on the night before Halloween and on Halloween itself? And in case you're wondering what I mean by the night before Halloween, I mean the night of arson they called Devil's Night.
Yeah.
In Detroit. Mostly related to Detroit. I didn't even know the thing that there was such a thing as Devil's Night of them setting fires on condemned homes.
I really thought that was because they used that in the backdrop of the Brandon Lee film The Crow. It was set on Devil's Night, and so I was like, wow, that's a real thing. I thought, because originally I thought it was like called like Mystery Night or something. I mean, that's what I always thought it was called. Where I mean, Mischief Night. Mischief Night.
Yeah. Well, I didn't think it actually. I know people are crazy enough to set fires at any time to any home, but I didn't think they actually did that before Halloween. I would at least think they had some common sense not to do that, but I guess I was wrong.
Yeah, it's like, wow, man. People are just nuts. And like I said, I just think our country is really going to hell in a handbag.
But it could be worse.
That's the thing. We don't want it to get worse. We need it to get better.
Well, I know. I'm said it could be worse if you were living in some porn country like Germany during World War II or... in Russia.
Yeah.
So.
It's a shame. It is a shame.
But,
you know.
About Monday, in case you're wondering who it was that mentioned the verses of horror movies in your all's live chat room, since I couldn't say it on the phone because there was no access to it since you're all doing the show on YouTube. It was me who sent that verses of horror.
Yeah, I mentioned that on the show Monday night about the verses of horror. Here's the issue with that one. The way I'm seeing it, we do the verses show. The verses is generally 20 films of an actor going up against 20 films of another actor. Most of the horror characters don't have 20 films, so at least.
I know.
So doing the verses like that would be somewhat difficult. We can always put them like in a tournament. I mean, we could do that. We put them into like a tournament, like a 32 tournament, and get down to who we think is the best horror character of all time.
I just suggested it because one of the events I used to go to before this whole COVID occurred was Universal's Halloween Horror Nights. I don't quite go there anymore since they removed the Jaws ride, but when I used to go there, they featured some of those horror villain icons, including 3, Freddy Krueger, Jason, and Leatherface for Jack's Carnival of Carnage.
Mm-hmm.
And they also had like some weird character like people, including one of a lady in a glass coffin with rats. And calling her the Rat Lady.
Always wanted to go to that. I didn't even know about it until a couple of years ago. I was in Los Angeles, and a friend of mine was telling me about it. And
it's basically a bunch of horror mazes, entertainment shows, including one Bill and Ted's Excellent Halloween Adventure with a lot of Potty Mouth in it as well. Potty Mouth as in they're like cursing and throughout the whole show, and then dancing and singing and fighting.
Well, I would like to go anyway, just to.
In fact, I believe a while back they had like a tribute to that very disturbed Tim Curry musical, the one that Meatloaf was in, the Rocky Horror Picture Show with Tim Curry, the one that Tim Curry was a disturbed scientist from the planet Transylvania, Dr. Frank Burton, who was a sweet transvestite. And when showing it, the behind the scenes, and he's like being interviewed and seeing all these people saying, it's nice to know there are a lot of people out there more sicker than I am. Tim Curry actually said this. It's like,
really?
Okay. Before he ended up like in a wheelchair, or like Christopher Reeve, not in an accident, but more like in a wheelchair now. It's fun. At least I enjoyed it while they had the Jaws ride, while it lasted, at night.
Well, one year I will get there. I will get there.
So the only one I went, the other one I went to was basically Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, at least. But now since the damn COVID thing, I don't know whether or not I will ever be back that one in Walt Disney World, because the damn COVID thing is worse than the bubonic plague, and I just found out that dark thing entered, the bubonic plague entered the news again when someone in Mongolia got infected from it from eating a marmot. It's like, what the fuck?
Wow.
This is like the same plague that killed off half the population of humans in from Asia to Europe. Now we got this thing that's even worse.
Like I said, hopefully one of these days I will actually get myself to that one, and
yeah, you'll like it.
Oh, I'm sure I'm going to love it. I'm sure I'm going to have me a ball there. There's only a few things on my list that I would like to go to. One is Universal Studios at Hollywood, and the other one actually is one year I would like to go to Comic, because this weekend in New York City, it should have been Comic Con in New York City, but fortunately it's virtual. But one year I want to go to Comic Con in San Diego. I would love to.
I would like to see that, but when that will ever return here, I don't know. But hey, I did at least get to go to one place today, and that was Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, despite the fact that I have to wear a mask and play the game 6 feet apart.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go to that one. I would like to, of course, also attend Exotica someday, but that's if I ever get a car or find some mean of transportation to get there.
Well, hopefully that'll be back next year. We can all do that one. I like to go back to Exotica myself.
I don't want to take up much of your time. I know you only got a few minutes left, but like I said, India, if you're listening, please come back. Hot Sugar Tea ain't the same without you.
She will be back. She's just busy with her studies right now. That's all
that is. I know. And try to tune in next Friday for whether it's a short show or a long show. Even if you don't have any guests or do have any guests.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Joseph. Thank you for calling.
No problem.
We will be back. Let's take another phone call. Area code 646-964. You are live on the air. What's going on?
Oh, nothing much. A lot going on.
Oh, okay. Hey, show. What's going on? What do you think about anything I talked about tonight? Am I wrong? Am I right?
You're right on a lot of things. Yeah, it's just embarrassing what a leader we have right now. He doesn't want to do a virtual debate. Like, he's hiding something. Like, that guy's just a piece of work. He just went to the hospital last week, and honestly, to probably get some sleep, he goes right back to the White House for a photo op and take his mask off.
Exactly.
And then what about that fly on Mike Pence's head?
That was just funny. I'm sorry, but that
And
was
I'm
just...
going to tell you, I would be surprised if Saturday Night Live roasts him on that, because they could probably change the opening monologue 4 hours before showtime, so... They're going to run away with that, and now they got a new campaign off with that. $5, you can fly with Joe Biden. They had a fly swatter.
That's because said the fly knew was smelling shit, so it landed on his
Yeah,
head.
And it had Ruth Bader's picture on it that she sent the fly.
Wow, I was stunned with that.
I just wonder... What's next in this soap opera? Well, you know what really hurt this week? Eddie Van Halen gone. Like, that came
yes,
out of nowhere.
Yes, definitely RIP to Eddie Van Halen. I actually forgot about that, but it cannot be understated. I mean, I'm a child of the 80s. I mean, I was born in the 70s, but I grew up in the 80s. And... Once MTV hit, right, it opened up the world to a lot of musical talents that you never would have saw. One of them was Van Halen, and that song Jump. Now, Jump, I know Jump has been the song that has been played constantly as a tribute to Eddie Van Halen, and also a lot of people don't realize that he was also the guitarist for Michael Jackson's Beat It. That's Eddie Van Halen. My favorite Van Halen song actually is Hot for Teacher. I love that song.
That was a good one.
I love, and maybe because of the video, maybe that's why I like it, but that's the thing. A lot of times you would hear a song, you would hear a song on the radio and you say, okay, that song is just okay. But when you saw the video gave like this extra element. You was like, yo, that song is a shit. And that's one of the things that I'm sorry about this generation today is like, you guys don't have MTV, BET, you know, BET is around. It's not the BET that I had. Right. You'll never know about The Box. The Box. And
your Hot Tracks.
Exactly, Hot Tracks. You know, VH1 when they show music videos. And there was other little, and certainly the person that I feel really gets the short end of the stick when talking about videos. It's Ralph McDaniels, a video music box. A lot of people seem to forget about him, but you can't forget about him. You just can't. That man is solely responsible for a lot of artists even getting any kind of airplay because he was playing music videos before BET and before MTV. He was playing music videos. But he seems to be forgotten in the mix sometimes, which, you know, you give it up for Ralph McDaniels. You know, but the generations of today don't know about any of that stuff. They'll never experience it, and that's a shame. That's really a shame. You know?
But the one thing
yes.
I can say about Eddie Van Halen, he did that song from his heart. He didn't want no money or credit, but if it was today, yeah. Whether it was tanked or swept the Grammys, he would want credit and part of publishing. But it was a different time and a different breed.
Exactly. You know, yeah, definitely rest in peace to Eddie Van Halen, the brilliant guitarist Eddie Van Halen. If you guys never heard of Van Halen, that's my first thing. If you never heard of the group Van Halen, really, where the hell you been at all these years? Because they just rock. But if not, definitely go out there and check out their music. I don't know which Van Halen was better, Van Halen David Lee Roth or Van Halen with Sammy Hagar. I mean, they both sections rocked, but to me, I think David Lee Roth was a little better than Sammy Hagar. At least to me. I could be wrong, but I think at least to me, they were a little
David Lee Roth era.
Yeah, I'm more in the David Lee Roth era. You know, but it's just kind of cool that we could have that discussion, like which era of Van Halen was better, because some musical acts is like, you know, especially like when the lead singer falls off, they just kind of go by the wayside. So like, no disrespect, but Genesis, I like Genesis, right? But once Phil Collins left, nobody was really rocking with Genesis anymore. You know, I mean, and for black culture, you could sit there legitimately and say the same thing for the Jacksons. Once Michael Jackson went solo, it was a wrap for the Jacksons because he was the draw.
Don't refer to the Victory Tour. Everybody came to see Michael.
Right. But like he said on Motown 25, I know you're here for the old songs, but I'm here to do the new songs. That's why he went to the Victory Tour, to see him do the new songs, to see him do the moonwalk and all that stuff. You know, they weren't, I mean, yeah, they wanted to see you do ABC, you know, but they really wanted to see you do Billie Jean. You know, but yes, like I said, certainly severe RIP to Eddie Van Halen. Man. His
thank
death.
Thank you for the guitar solo.
Yes, man. I was not seeing that one. But man, what a loss. What a loss. But what about any other stuff that I said? Like, am I wrong about that Trump got to go? Because I don't really think so. That jackass.
You're not. I think most people would agree with you because he probably sold dreams to people, and then those dreams have been furnished. And plus, let alone he killed 200,000 people and thinks it's something funny from a Stephen Colbert monologue. If he would have just listened to that doctor, closed the country on St. Patrick's Day, reopened it on the first new fiscal year, July 1st, we've been in great shape. Now my zip code where I live at in New York is closed again because the cases have reached 8%. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. But I ran away. And we were doing so good since Father's Day. We flattened the curve. Business was reopening. Now they got to shut down schools again. And they just opened right before I left.
Mm-hmm.
So people think that this plague is a joke, but heard some stories that I lost a couple coworkers due to COVID. One of my managers, he was there when I was making peanuts, working my way up. In the beginning of COVID, he was diagnosed with it, and then he went to cardiac arrest. Didn't even have a chance.
Mm. I'm sorry to hear that, but hopefully he'll pull through.
No, he didn't pull through. This was during April I found out about it. He passed. And then I found out one of my other coworkers, he had COVID in the summer but survived, thankfully.
Mm-hmm.
I tell people, live your best life. Don't let the plague stop you. Just be smart because people are still getting business done. People are getting houses, giving up their bus passes to get cars. One of my coworkers just got his keys to his house yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, it was a very lengthy process because one of my friends who now gave up the entertainment industry to get a real estate license, the stuff she was telling me on a live was the same thing. You got to get a bankruptcy search. You got to get a lien search. Make sure there is no delinquencies on a mortgage. Then when you apply for a mortgage, you have to have an account where you're just depositing. You're not withdrawing that money because they want to see that, all right, can we trust this guy with a $500,000 loan? But that will be a whole nother session on how to obtain mortgage. And then COVID is now at the Jets facility. I don't know if you watch football, but a lot of there's been some shuffling on schedules. So the Patriots and the Broncos are playing Monday, and the Titans and the Bills are playing Tuesday.
Yes, I know all about that one. That's another hard way to go. You know, it's like, you know. Oh, and I saw you then. Yes, everybody. No, there is no NBA champion tonight. The Los Angeles Lakers lost. Unfortunately, they lost tonight. So we'll have to go to game five, which I believe is going to be Sunday. So just a little bit longer before you get a champion.
Yeah, well, I wonder if Miami can make history, but it's going to be a tough road. If they can get through Sunday, then there'll be a whole new series.
No, they're not coming back. They're not coming back.
Somebody said LA in six, Vegas got to make money.
No, they're not coming back. Sorry, folks, but no, if you think Miami Heat going to make that kind of comeback, nah. That's not happening.
But when the Lakers win Sunday, just be prepared for some big contracts. Brink Vogel going to get a big contract because LeBron probably like, Brink Vogel? He can't take us to the finals. Now he's probably second-guessing himself. If he brought his boy Tyronn Lue there, they would have been going in the first round.
Maybe, but we'll
have to. Smart. Because she probably told LeBron, listen, I know you're a star and all, but I ain't bringing your entire buddies from Cleveland here. Don't work that way. Her dad taught her well, so they got Anthony Davis. They got Rondo. They got rid of Lonzo, which is a big plus because his dad be involved too much.
Yeah, but like I said, that's not going to I don't see them making that kind of comeback. I mean, I could be wrong, but I don't see that one happening. It's going to be a tough fight, but in the end, it's going to be the Lakers. I just think the idea of them getting that chip, you know, to honor Kobe Bryant is just it's too much for them to go this far and not do it. That's personally what I think. I mean, I could be wrong, but because the Lakers are basically doing this for Kobe Bryant this year. That's really the truth.
And then there's a lot of history behind it, too, because this will be the third team that LeBron has won an NBA title for: Cleveland, Miami, and now L.A.
Exactly.
But then the question is, who would be MVP, Davis or LeBron?
It's probably going to be LeBron. I think
they could go left and give it to Davis. Look what they did to the last Super Bowl, the Patriots. They gave it to Edelman.
Yeah.
It's all about who wants it more, so we shall see.
True. Michelle, thanks for the call. Thank you for calling. Like I said, we're going to end the show early today because not too much is going on in our world, in the entertainment, in the adult movie business world. So I'm going to end the show now. Thank you to everybody that listens. This is Dollhouse Radio. This is Hot Sugar Tea. We are live every Friday night starting at 11 p.m. We may have a guest on this upcoming week. I'm doing some behind-the-scenes work to get you somebody who I think you all like to hear from. And once I get that announced, I'll announce it on Monday with some shows so everybody be prepared. But tune in every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Once again, we thank you all for calling. And as I said at the beginning of the show, Election Day is coming up pretty soon. Cast your vote. If you have the early ballots, cast your ballots. But whichever you do, whether you do it in person or through the mail, cast your vote. This is a critical time in the development of this country. Critical. And I don't care if you do support Trump, just the same way as I do not care if you support Biden, whoever you support, cast your vote for that person, because that's the person you're going to rock with for the next 4 years of your life. So whichever side that you stand on, cast your vote. Vote, vote. I don't care if I got to say that every single Friday and every single Monday until election day. Vote, vote, vote. Don't be that person. And wear your mask when you're out in public. Don't be that person either. So on behalf of myself and India, who will be back shortly, thank you all for listening, and we will be back next Friday night. So good night, and thank you. We're having some technical, we have a small technical problem, and there we go. Good night.
Hi, I'm Ajay.
And I'm Jeanette.
And we're the Shy Twins. You've just listened to Hot Sugar Tea. Tune in next week.